Someone's asking about how do we give up our independent nature? First of all, understand there's no such thing as independence. Independence is an illusion. No one is really independent. Everyone depends on others. The idea of a devotee should not think or feel that he's independent. If you feel you're independent, you're in trouble. You should always consider, I'm a disciple of my guru, I am a follower of my guru. When you have this consciousness, you'll naturally not make independent decisions because your decisions will be guided by your identity as a servant of Guru and Krishna. The disciple should always remain under the discipline of the Guru. That's the difference between a disciple and ordinary people. If we forget our identity, then we're just a regular person. Being independent means being frivolous. Mahaprabhu taught that we have to follow Christian Guru because no one is independent. In the material world, everyone's dependent on the modes of nature. And Bhakti Marg, we're dependent on Guru and Krishna. For example, you have a job and you're working for your employer and he pays you. So if you're a good worker, you'll try to satisfy your boss and get paid for it. If you're not good in your job, then you'll get fired. So in Uttam Bhakti, we should work for the pleasure of Krishna and Guru without expecting anything in return. A person will completely develop his personality by serving with pure motivation. Manyabhilashita. In Uttam Bhakti, there's no independence anymore. If we give up our own independent concepts and thinking of ourselves, we enjoy her. We serve Krishna and Guru favorably, free from any motive, and with the mood, I'm a servant of my Guru, Das and Das and Das. We make a firm resolve, I want to follow this, I want to be a devotee, I want to serve Guru, I want to give up everything which is contrary to bhakti. This is surrender. If you understand that practicing bhakti is beneficial and good for you, and by doing this you will achieve your purpose in life, then naturally you will accept it and give up everything that's against it. So we hear and understand about bhakti, as Krishna says in Gita, deliberate on it and then do as you like. Deliberating means understanding whether bhakti is good for you or not good for you. If you decide bhakti is good for you, then you surrender and get on with your business of serving Guru and Krishna. And then there's no more independence. Jai. Independence ki jai. Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe Shah.